T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Get up, show.
We're back. We're all together. It's number 29 of the Simon Says podcasts. Thank you so much for joining us here. We're the Get Up Show. I'm Sean. Charlie and Maddie are here.
Hello there.
Hi.
Be sure that you subscribe and you like and you tell your friends and you call people and play this down the phone to them.
I have a neat thing to tell you guys from my cousin, Mark. Hey, Mark, thanks for listening. So Mark, he's started listening just because he's my cousin and he was just being nice. He's like, oh, I guess, you know, I'll check it out, whatever. And he said he actually now listens because he likes us.
Oh, look at that.
He thinks we're funny.
We grow on people.
I know. So
fungus.
Spread the word because someone else might actually like us.
I don't know. You're setting us up now. Well, you know, it's cool. We've lasted longer than a lot of TV shows, 29 episodes. There was a story about people doing the same thing every day, the same thing, the same way every single day. And when you said that, I was like, yeah, what's wrong with that?
I realize a lot of the same stuff that I do. Well, like sleep on the same side of the bed, but we talked about that one time, about the people who switch up sides and how they're monsters.
Yes, that's insanity.
Because my stuff is right where I like it, next to my bed where I sleep. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to move it back and forth. Sit in the exact same spot on the sofa.
Uh-huh.
Check.
Yeah, we have our spots.
And then if somebody dares to sit there, especially if they know you and they know that's where you sit, if you walk into the room and they're sitting there, do you even say anything or do you just stand there and give them the, what the hell's going on here, look?
You know, that was a running joke on the Big Bang Theory where Sheldon, it was like, you did not sit in Sheldon's spot, but that's not just him. I mean, I'm the same way. If the kid sits in my spot, I'm like, what are you doing, kid?
I'll make the dog move. I'm like, what are you doing? What do you think you are? Same bedtime routine, basically. Style your hair the same way. Yeah. Well, you know, same outfits over and over. I feel like I kind of mix it up, but at the same time, it's like, yeah, I have only so many combos.
Sean has his running thing.
What's that?
You have your running thing where you're like, you about wear the same. I don't know if you wear them on the same days, but you have your work clothes that you repeat.
Well, I mean, it's a long time between repeats just because there's a lot of blue checked type of theme.
See, I realize I have a lot of gray. I'm very into gray and shorts at the moment. That's kind of my jam. Shop at the same stores. Yes. Same brand of toilet paper. Yes.
Yes.
No.
Really? You mix up the TP?
I don't even know what they are, man. It's just like whatever's there. When it says like 6 equals 18, I figure that's a deal. That's for me. I'm making money.
Oh, what? You haven't tailored your choice to the appropriate feel?
Look, I don't talk about this. We don't talk about that.
Remember when, like, was it Cottonelle that had the puppy? Or was it Northern?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't remember.
Well, one of them had the puppy, and that was my brand of toilet paper. And when they changed it, I didn't know what to buy.
That's confusing. The change of the packaging is the worst. I just go with the bears. I think I trust those cartoon bears and their wiping habits.
Did you know that there's different, like the red bears are one thing and the blue bears are another thing?
Do they stand for different bathroom issues?
They stand for different like softness or different quilting or whatever.
And strength.
Yeah. So like you need the blue bear for this or you need the red bear for this.
Let's move on. We're getting too much into your wiping.
Got it.
Don't say that. Eat
the same breakfast. I just recently have put a new thing into rotation. So I rotate two things every day. Buy the same foods at the grocery store and eat dinner at a specific time for sure.
Yeah. No, we don't.
Really?
Yeah. We're all over the place, man. Especially in the summer.
I do so many things the same. I'm like, you guys might not know this, but I kind of have OCD about stuff.
What?
What?
And it's so much that, I mean, right down to the number of steps I take to make the coffee and get the water in the cup to go along with the cup of coffee and the amount of news I watch before I do anything else. And I realized when we were talking about this, this is why I ruin all of my vacations.
Oh, I can only imagine.
You know, because when I'm on vacation, I'm not at my house. I'm not going to bed in the same spot. I'm not waking up at the same spot. I'm not doing my coffee and water routine. And it takes me literally days. It takes 3 to 4 or 5 days of being on vacation before I can finally feel like, okay, I'm cool with this. And I just figured out that's why. Because I'm not doing the exact same things the way I need to do them to feel like I'm okay in my skin.
Well, the solution is never go on vacation again.
Oh, sure, that's one thing. Do you have like things that you can bring with you on vacation to help you adjust?
You mean like my house?
Like, yeah, like your a specific water cup that you maybe fill or, or a pan that you cook with.
No. You know, Robert Downey Jr. has this. He has this same thing. And part of his rider when he does a job, when he goes and films, wherever it is, if it's in London or Paris or L.A., he has them move all of his belongings into a size-appropriate dwelling, and he has his house recreated wherever it is he's working and filming for the duration of that job.
Well, I mean, that's one solution.
I remember seeing that. Yeah, there you go, bro. You just got to move your entire house.
That's a lot, man. Plus, I don't go on long trips either. So, like I told you, usually it's 3 or 4 days of I feel so uneasy and I don't know why and I can't stand being in my own skin. And then by about the fourth day, I'm like, okay, yeah, I got this. I'm cool now, man.
And then it's time to pack and come home.
Exactly.
What if you had a travel set? Like, what if there was like a travel set of some of your stuff? Like, maybe you could set some stuff aside. That's your travel home kit. I don't know.
Oh, I know what would help. Make a little museum room wherever you go.
Oh, yeah, buy all duplicate stuff and set it up wherever you are.
Take your collectibles.
The thing about that museum room is I maybe go in there once a week.
But you know it's there. It makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Oh, take a picture from the doorway, then hang that picture of like an open door looking into the room. Hang that on the door of one of the rooms of the place you're staying, and it's like you're looking into your museum room. Boom.
Ooh,
there you go.
There you go.
You guys are so sweet.
Problem solved.
Indulge my neuroses in this way.
Like, bruh, you know, you got to be able to relax too on vacation. And just because you don't have all your stuff doesn't mean you can't have some of it. So there you go.
I don't know, man. I wish that there was a way, like if there was a pill that I could take that would make this go away, that would make the world.
Well, I think there are, but.
You don't want to take those pills.
Yeah. Slow down, cowboy.
Yeah. Tell me about him, because my guy can't get nothing.
Sniff on some of those masks from China,
there
full
you go.
Of chloroform.
Oh, yeah. So we were talking about that on the radio show. First, China was sending unsolicited seeds, which very easily, if you're a conspiracy theorist or if you're frightened by everything, as some of us are, a sack of seeds coming from China with fancy Chinese writing on it, and it shows up in your mailbox, that could scare you, that you might plant that and it might grow a snake tree and they might slither off of that tree and strangle you and your
God,
whole
I hate
family.
Those. Yeah.
But that was first. Now you're getting unsolicited corona masks in the mail.
Is it weird that I kind of want to start getting brushed?
Like, yeah, that's what it's called.
All these people who get packages unsolicited, like,
I've
had to pay a lot of money.
I
know, like, like the best thing that we talked about this is, like, the best that happens to me is I forgot I ordered something or I was drunk and I got my George Foreman grill a few weeks later.
Yeah.
But, like, that'd be awesome. Like, I see all the time on Facebook, like, I got a package of stuff I never even ordered. It's, like, great. That's awesome.
Yeah, that never happens to me. And I also don't forget what I ordered. Like, yeah. I'm sitting there tracking it from the minute I order it until it arrives on my doorstep because I get so excited when packages arrive.
I do have that where something will show up and I'll think, did I order this? Or like when Brian, one of our bosses, sent me the soundtrack to Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and it arrived and I said, huh, I don't remember ordering this, but it certainly seems like something I would have ordered. This is great. And then
Did you ever thank him?
Yeah, I told him I got it because we had gone to see the movie together. I told him I got it and he goes, oh, good, good. I sent that to you. I'm glad you got it. I had to get your email. I had to get your home address from HR.
Oh,
I was like, cool. Oh,
Wait a minute.
That solves that mystery.
You know, the last time I got something that I ordered, like I forgot about, like was my Wu-Tang Clan hand sanitizer, but it was a surprise, but only because I didn't realize they had said for the longest time that they were out of stock, like they had to Shaolin some more, and so it finally showed up, and it was like, what is this magical box? And I was so excited. Oh, it's so good. I've got it right here. Ah, it smells like the Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh.
Wow.
So you guys don't have problems going on vacation. You don't have the kind of anxiety that I do about that.
Sometimes, but mostly no.
But Charlie went on vacation and something happened.
Well, so we went to Oak Island last week and went down to visit some friends. And we went to the beachwear store. And I've gotten to this thing now where when I go to buy souvenirs, I want to make sure it's something I'm going to use and that I'm going to get some use out of and not just some little knick-knack to sit on the shelf. So for a while, I've been wanting one of those kind of expensive koozies, the metal koozies that you put a slimline can in, Maddie.
Yes.
I've been wanting one of those. So this one store had a whole wall full of them. And I was like, oh, cool. Okay. So I picked out this one. It's made by the brand Corksicle. And it's white, sparkly metal. And it has a hot pink rim around the top and a hot pink around the bottom. And the cool thing about it, it has this little insert in the bottom that you can freeze. And so then it keeps like a cold underneath your can. So it's supposed to keep your can cold longer.
Sure.
So I'm so excited about my new purchase. I finally got my can. It's cute, sparkly pink. We get back to the house where we're staying and we're getting ready to get on the boat. So we come downstairs I've got all this stuff in my arms, beach towels, carrying some drinks, carrying my koozie, yada, yada. And I go to hand the box of drinks to my boyfriend. The koozie falls to the ground and the bottom pops off and smashes into about 6 pieces. I had literally had it for an hour, if even.
Huh. Well, you were still there.
But I broke it. I can't take it back.
What? Slow down. I mean, you don't know that that's not a defect in the sense that maybe it should be able to stand up to more. You could tell them that, I don't know what happened. I got it cold.
And just here, and it just, I don't know why it's in 6 pieces. It just exploded. Yeah, no.
Excuse me, I need to talk to a manager. This thing's greasy.
Yeah, I think that's a perfect opportunity for just ask to speak to the manager, and, you know, you just act belligerent that you have no idea what happened.
Y'all, I am not like that. It was totally my fault. I almost burst into tears.
Oh.
I was just standing there. I was so upset. My sweet boyfriend took it upstairs and crazy glued it back together. And you can't tell that it ever broke, but I know that it did. And I'm afraid that if I try and freeze that one part, that it won't hold up. So now I'm all sad.
Oh, come on, man. That is probably the saddest story I've ever heard in my life.
I know. Thank you.
I mean, when I think back on Charlotte's Web, and
Old Yeller.
Old Yeller.
Y'all don't know. You just you don't know.
Hold on, I gotta get some.
Elliot
Kleenex.
Dropped koozie.
You don't know.
You know, remember I told y'all about that bird that got in my garage the other day?
Yeah.
And you'd want to talk about scary and sad. I'm still wondering if it's me that's gonna die because of that.
So,
oh God.
You have heard that it's bad luck if a bird flies into your house.
Not just bad luck, it means somebody's gonna die.
Well, but it wasn't inside your house. It was in the garage.
My garage is partially furnished.
No, I consider the garage outside.
That doesn't count. You hoarding stuff in your garage doesn't count
as
a furnished
room. Does not make it furnished.
It's got furniture in it. But
look.
Yeah, man. It was a cardinal, as I told you guys, but podcast people don't know. Cardinal flew in the garage as I'm pulling in with bags. And I thought it was a leaf. And so I thought, dang, that looked like a bird. Had to have been a leaf. Ain't no way a bird flew in the dang garage. So then I get out of the car, bags in both hands, and see the bird clinging to the wall over to the right. And I'm like, oh, geez, this is going to be a while. But I was a master at getting that bird out of the garage. Like a ninja. Didn't even put the bags down.
So it's a cardinal, and they say that if you see a cardinal, it means someone who has passed away is visiting you.
That's only
so maybe the person's not. Maybe the person's already dead.
And maybe, you know, you say it just taps on your window. Maybe it wanted to take it a step further and wanted to come in and see if you had some of its stuff in your garage.
Because you probably do.
did this guy take all my stuff when I passed? You know. We joked. I say we joked. My mom started it, so it's okay. When my grandfather passed away, there was a big black housefly flying around everywhere. And then even though when we got on the plane to go home, the fly was still there. So we joked it was my grandfather. So now every time I see a housefly, it's my grandfather.
Hey, Gramps.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
man,
which is real romantic.
My house, man, because I've been killing your grandfather over and over.
My mom ate him the other day by accident. He flew into her coffee.
Oh my God, that's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, they say if a cardinal pecks on your window, it's a relative or somebody who's passed on who's coming to visit, which reminded me of that cowbird years ago when I had my old car who was pecking on my mirror, and I would see him from my office, and I'd be like, wow, that bird is so into my car. Is that my dad? Is that the spirit of my dad trying to contact me? He's pooping all over my car. What's going on?
What relative is hates his appearance
connection with that bird, and then come to find out, nah, he just hates himself. He hates his reflection.
He was fighting with himself in your mirror.
I hate my reflection and clean cars. Take that. I've had to chase out a couple things out of my house before in the past. Did I ever tell you about the time there was a bat in my house?
Oh my God, that's awful. That means that somewhere near your house there's an infestation. If a bat gets in your house, that means a house near you has hundreds or thousands in it.
Oh, yeah, it was a lot.
There was a vampire coming to see you.
Well, if it was, he was thwarted quickly by a pillowcase. So who knew? If next time you're being chased by a vampire, all you got to do is run out, throw a pillowcase over him and scoop him out of the house.
Okay.
The other one is I was at my parents' house one time and a flying squirrel gotten loose in the house.
Oh, wow.
Was there a moose with him?
No. No, it was outside. Hey, let my friend out of your house. And then some Russian.
What a squirrel!
Yeah, yeah. This Russian couple showed up. It got real weird.
Some friends of my mom's. They had a squirrel that fell down the fireplace, and the fire was going.
Oh no!
Oh.
But it fell into the fireplace and ran out of the fireplace through their house with its tail on fire.
Oh God!
They had to chase it around the house and then out the door.
Hold on, squirrel! I got to put on the Benny Hill theme song.
That's like Christmas Vacation almost. It's like the dogs chasing the flaming squirrel.
Yeah, that's all I picture is them running in circles with this tail on fire of this squirrel.
You guys remember in 1979 when Space Lab fell from space and everybody went outside to watch it?
Vaguely.
Nah, man, I was five.
That was a big deal in my neighborhood in Henderson. The whole neighborhood was outside watching Space Lab fall, and some people had binoculars and telescopes, and we were standing in the middle of the street, quiet night, and you could see the red pieces of Space Lab with just your naked eye, no telescope, no binoculars,
wow.
anything. And it was fascinating, and it was a little bit scary as a kid thinking that's something in outer space, and it's literally falling to Earth, and we're
yeah.
out here watching it. And it was kind of a neat thing that the whole neighborhood came together to watch that. And then it was over. The show was over. People started going back in the house. And when my sister, my mom, and I went back in the house, there was this terrible screeching noise. And I thought, oh, my God, whatever fell from space fell into the house. What it was a bird nest from inside the chimney at that moment of all times had fallen from the chimney into the fireplace with all the baby birds in it.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, my God, it's aliens in the house for sure. There's no
yeah.
doubt about it. But it was the little baby birds, and they picked that moment to fall down the fireplace. It was crazy.
Is there going to be a happy end of the story, or are we just going to keep...
How do you get them out?
Are we going to just move on?
Do you know, I have no memory of what happened to them. I just remember...
Oh,
that,
that's not good.
That being startling. I'm sure that, you know, there was probably a dustpan and a broom and an outside pudding, but I don't know.
Well, if they were still squawking, it's a good sign.
Yeah, they were. There wasn't a fire. There wasn't any Benny Hill theme song and any running around.
Duh, flaming birds in the house again.
If this offer was made to you, would you take it? You get $1 million, but you hit every red light for the rest of your life.
Yes.
You know, I want to say no, but I could really use the cash. And I guess I would probably just get used to it. But I was thinking about that driving home the other day on Bryan Boulevard, and it would add up real quick.
I feel like, it would be super annoying, but at the same token, you know it's going to happen. So it's like, oh, okay, I'll just give myself a little extra time and cruise on up to this red light again.
But by the law of averages, it would only be slightly more annoying than what you put up with right now, if you think about it.
Right.
If you hit 1 out of 3, it's not that bad. And some days you do hit them all.
My question is, see, this is me trying to find the loophole in this, is can I take a right on red? Or am I 100%? I guess it just depends on the signs and the law. Because I would try to find the way around it, to take a bunch of right turns.
As you know, the way I drive, a lot of times those red lights are suggestions anyway.
They're not.
And do you have a chance to beat the light? Or does it automatically, you see it coming and it's like, oh, hold on, stupid, and it immediately turns red?
No, it immediately turns red.
Yeah. In this scenario, you make the light turn red because you got $1 million.
Yeah.
Got it. So there's no opportunity for a long yellow.
No.
No, it's red. But like I said, you know, if I got $1 million and all lights are red, that doesn't mean that much sometimes.
It means you have to stop, and some of them you can turn right on red, but some of them have the little sign that says no.
Sometimes you can take a left on red and fishtail across the railroad tracks.
It's not recommended.
Sometimes? Someone made a point when I was reading about that was I want to go out and get a Lamborghini, but then I'm stuck at every red light. Like, you can't do anything. You're just constantly aggressively, accelerating, then braking, accelerating, then braking.
Yeah, that would be weird because they don't make roads that don't have stoplights on them.
What about stop signs? Do they count?
Sure.
Well, you still have to stop at those, yes.
Oh, wait, those aren't suggestions.
No.
You know what I love? is Maddie, being the rich person that he is, who is so far removed from our social status, had to think about whether he'd take the dang $1 million or not.
Right.
Well, I think for the sake of discussion, it was more of a matter of, the inconvenience of always having to stop.
But there's not red lights on every single road.
I don't know.
You get a lot of driving in.
Yeah, but everywhere I go has red lights. So I'm just thinking about my day-to-day.
All right, weird city boy.
Well, so, I guess I'd move out to the country then.
See, there you go.
Yeah, you drive in open fields. There's no red lights out there. Just look out for cows.
You have $1 million. Do what you want.
All right, let's do the favorite cameos in movies because I got a couple.
Okay, let me pull that up. The favorite, this is something BuzzFeed did. And actually, like, the first one they had was one of my favorites. And then the other thing I want to just clarify is this list included both actors in movies and people playing themselves, although I prefer the people playing themselves.
Yeah.
So, like, Bill Murray as himself in Zombieland was one of the best. That was fantastic.
Never saw it.
No? Oh, it was so good. Or did you ever see the movie This Is the End?
Nope.
See, that was another really good one where, like, Emma Watson was, like, an axe murderer, and it was fantastic.
I bet you I hadn't seen most of these that you're going to pull out of this list. This is going to be great.
Did the Stan Lee cameos in every single Marvel movie count?
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's a great one. Yeah.
For sure, and that's actually super
I love looking for those.
You know, it's fun, too, to go back to the ones, like, some like the lesser-known, like the original Hulk one. He was actually in it with Lou Ferrigno in one scene, which was cool.
That's
yeah,
cool.
And that wasn't always, like, we didn't always know that he had a cameo. It's common knowledge now, but when the Marvel movies started, we didn't always know that. So it's fun to go back and find him.
Mike Tyson is himself in The Hangover, for
yes.
sure.
Oh, he's awesome. He's
playing
hilarious.
In the Air Tonight. That was brilliant.
Did you see...
Yeah,
that thing on Shark Week where they promoted it as Mike Tyson's going to fight Jaws, and then they said Mike Tyson knocked the shark out. That was such a ripoff. He basically massaged its head and put it to sleep.
Oh, wait, he can do that?
Yeah.
Come on, man. They're really – can a show – is this ironic, a show about sharks jump the shark?
Oh, it's so over.
Another awesome one was Bob Barker as himself in Happy Gilmore.
Yes.
Yeah, that was good.
That was priceless. But then some other ones. Oh, Billy Idol as himself in The Wedding Singer was great.
Yes, I loved that.
He was also great in the movie The Doors. You didn't recognize him.
Yeah,
that's right. Another good one this is, you probably didn't see the movie 21 Jump Street, the one with Channing Tatum and
I did.
Well, how about Holly Robinson Pete, Peter DeLuise, and Johnny Depp all being in it?
Yeah, they have
I don't
little.
Remember
they
that.
Have, yeah, near the end, they're like the villains or something.
Huh.
And then, Elton John in Kingsman: The Golden Circle was great.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty funny. Jimmy Buffett was in Jurassic World holding two margaritas being chased by dinosaurs.
Oh my God, hadn't seen it.
Keith Richards was Jack Sparrow's father in At the World's End. And was it Paul McCartney in one of them, too?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Was he
playing somebody's grandma?
They both could have been easily. And then Dan Aykroyd, Sigourney Weaver, Bill Murray, and Ernie Hudson, and Annie Potts were all in the Ghostbusters, the Lady Ghostbusters
that
movie.
No one saw.
Nope.
I actually saw it.
Did you?
You know, it wasn't that bad.
No.
I mean, it was okay.
Was it?
In a movie that was all cameos, the shortest cameo in It's a Mad, 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 Mad World was the very old and wrinkled Three Stooges playing firemen.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. Top of the list of cameos. Absolutely.
I knew you guys would think so. I know
sure.
You guys have seen that.
Yeah. No, that was actually the next one I was going to read, so I'll just go ahead and cross that off. But yeah, I was trying to think of some other ones, but it's always neat when someone pops up. This is like super random, but like I love the band Rage Against the Machine, and I remember when the first Iron Man came out, when he's coming out of the cave, when he's built his first Iron Man suit, one of the bad guys, one of the terrorists at the door was the guitarist for Rage Against the Machine, Tom Morello. And I was like, I think that's Tom Morello.
Oh.
And then it's like you immediately get on IMDb and you're like, it was Tom Morello.
What about Flea in The Big Lebowski?
Yes, or also in Back to the Future.
Oh, I don't know that one. Was Flea in Back to the Future?
Yeah, him and Anthony Kiedis were the ones that challenged Marty to race. I think
it was
in the second movie.
That's right.
But yeah, he was one of the nihilists in Lebowski, wasn't he?
Yeah. And Cannonball Run movies, slam full of cameos.
Oh, yeah.
Mel Tillis.
That I always love. I mean, I think it's cool, especially like when it's just someone popping up for no apparent reason. and then you just have, or it's even if it's uncredited and they just happen to be a fan or something. Yeah. I think that's always neat.
Yeah, it's better when you don't know. These days they want to leak all that stuff ahead of time, but it's great when you're surprised by it.
We are about to run out of time, so tell everybody
what?
About that stupid ice cream freezer burn thing.
Oh, come on. What do you mean stupid? It's science. Ben and Jerry's embraced it. The way to prevent freezer burn on your ice cream is to just put it in the freezer upside down. Boom. There you go. All set.
That's
I think the way to prevent freezer burn is to eat your ice cream very quickly.
That too. Yeah, finish it off. It's a single serving, no matter what size.
You might get brain freeze, but not freezer burn.
Yeah. So if you leave it upside down, and then unless it's been very melted, and then you might have a disaster. But the whole idea is then it'll rest against the lid, and then it won't crystallize because of the moisture and blah, 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 science, blah, 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 something about drying out.
What if you eat the ice cream upside down?
Sure. Do it.
Yeah, man.
you got one of those ice cream inversion tables I've been hearing about?
How'd you know?
It came out my nose.
I wish I liked ice cream. I hear you guys talking about it, and I hear other people. You know, I know people like that stuff.
I like it very randomly, like not very often. It's a once or twice a year treat.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I bought in and I would eat it. And now once in a while I'll do it because it looks good and so many people are so into it that I'll be like, okay, yeah, I'll do it. And then I'm like,
That's disappointing.
Man,
I used to buy
my kid those drumsticks all the time. You know, like she'd be like, Dad, what's for dessert? I'm like, oh, I bought you this ice cream treat. And then somebody would maybe have a few of his beverages at night and be like, I need a treat too. And there's nothing worse than that dirty feeling when you realize you ate at least two, if not three, drumsticks.
Yeah. I think you weren't just having beverages that night.
Who is this? You're breaking up. I don't know what's happening.
Plus, you're the guy Munchies. Who's famous. You love to tell us you're lactose intolerant as you're enjoying your third ice cream and a cup of eggnog.
Right.
Look, I've made some decisions in my life. Sometimes you make the call and you're going, well, this isn't going to go well, but it is delicious. So
try and do that on a Friday right after you've done your Blue Bear toilet paper run.
Yeah. That was going to be my final word. Why'd you take it?
Blue Bear goes with lactose. I got it.
Nice. All right. Well, I think that's it for number 29. Oh, we had the Perseid meteor shower this past week, and I bet you all three of us missed the whole thing, didn't we?
Yes.
I can't even feel an earthquake. Why am I going to watch a meteor shower?
Oh, this earthquake was such a letdown, too. After that last one we had maybe 10 years ago.
That I didn't feel either, even though the entire radio station did.
Yeah, you say it was a letdown. Try telling that to Sparta. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah,
it's crazy.
They're still getting aftershocks, and they've got great big cracks in the ground, like up on a hill, and they're like, what's coming out of there?
I was just there camping. That's the thing. I was up there a couple days prior to that. That would have been super fun to be camping during an earthquake.
Kids,
but,
get away from that crack in the ground.
That's where our treasure is, Ma.
But, yeah, the one that happened years ago shook the whole house. And, you know, my house is full of antique bottles, and they were clanking together. And I was like, oh, I'm going to lose a good one on this.
But
when this one happened Sunday, I thought it was crows on the roof. And then it went on too long, and I thought, well, maybe it's squirrels on the roof. And then it sounded bigger than that. I thought, well, is it foxes on the roof? Is it a coyote?
Oh, this song is great.
Why are they on the roof?
Santa, is it you?
There's good stuff
You're
up there,
early.
Man. Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us for number 29. And we'll be back, we hope, as long as they let us keep doing this. And you're interested, we'll keep doing it. Be sure to subscribe and like and tell your cousins about it. Charlie, do you have another final word?
Oh, but it was, are we sure it's the Blue Bear? I think it's the Red Bear.
Good. We'll take a bear. You know what the bears like. They like rabbits.
That's not an option.
Which
what
package
you,
is that? I would say that my final word is, you know, sometimes you need to eat three drumsticks, even if you are lactose intolerant, because it's delicious.
You only live once. Okay.
Yeah.
Next time.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.